tens of millions of years before there were any humans, ants were already farming.
Come on, Yael. Ants can't really farm.
Yes, they can, Don. Tropical leafcutter ants grow farms of fungus in their nests on an industrial scale rivaling human agriculture. They apply fertilizers in the form of bacteria that provide nitrogen to the fungus, and pesticides in the form of antibiotic-secreting bacteria that disinfect the fungi of competitors and parasites. To provide food for the fungi, huge hordes of ants cut leaves to bits and carry the fragments back to their nests. This agriculture supports colonies of up to 8 million individuals.
Okay, Yael, I believe you that this really is agriculture. But how could it be? Are ants really smart enough to invent all this?
What thousands of years of culture and invention did for humans, millions of years of evolution did for the ants. In 2016, an international team of researchers published findings on the genetic changes to both ants and fungus that made their partnership possible. This evidence indicates the ants began farming about 50 to 65 million years ago, around the time the dinosaurs became extinct.
It must have been on a limited scale at first.
At first, slow-growing fungus could sustain only tiny colonies of ants. Like human plant breeders, the ants selectively cultivated the fungus that best met their needs. Down the generations, the partnership produced a whole cascade of genetic changes in both ants and fungus. 25 million years ago, a fungus emerged that produced protein-rich bulbs. This made larger colonies possible, spurring further coevolution of ants and fungus. By 15 million years ago, modern leafcutter ants emerged.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.